Brown, last name, first name, Lee, L-E-E, 2142. Today's the 8th, 2025. 83-year-old gentleman originally from Louisiana, has been in Texas since 1960. He's been widowed. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He has two children. He had four children, but two have deceased and have two left, period. In the paragraph, he was hospitalized a year ago with myocardial infarction. Since then, has been having increased shortness of breath, chest pain, off and on. He was given the options of stress test and cardiac catheterization, but has decided against it, period. In the paragraph, patient tells me that he's able to walk about 10 or 15 feet before he gets short of breath. He has trouble at nighttime with orthopnea, PND, sleeps on three pillows, and found himself to be quite weak and debilitated, period. In the paragraph, he's still able to get to the bathroom in time, although he does have BPH symptoms and requires help with ADL, period. Currently, he lives with a caretaker at his house here in Houston. Family history. Doesn't know much about his mother. She died shortly after he was born. His dad died of motor vehicle accident. Allergy, non-medication. Flomax 0.4 at bedtime. Norvasc 5 milligram a day. Valsartan 40 milligram a day. Metoprolol 25 milligram a day. Aspirin 81 milligram a day. Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Surgical history. Had some skin grafts and some apps related to spider bite on his right leg. Also, he's at a high risk of fall, and especially recently since he becomes very short of breath very quickly with activity. Medical problems include atherosclerotic heart disease, severe debilitation, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, no history of diabetes. Blood pressure 125 over 66, pulse 63, respirations 18, O2 side 96%. Heart positive 1, positive 2. With ectopics, lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear abdomen, soft lower extremity, trace edema, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash assessment, 83-year-old gentleman with history of atherosclerotic heart disease with associated weight loss, debility, his MAC is at 28 centimeter left arm, having more shortness of breath, more decreased exercise tolerance, difficulty with ambulation, and to the point that he's now becoming more and more ADL-dependent, period. In the paragraph, he was given the option of cardiac catheterization or a stress test, but has declined and wants to be kept comfortable at home at this time, period. Mr. Brown is not a smoker, doesn't drink alcohol. His O2 sat stable, does not need any extra oxygen at this time, period. He also suffers from orthopnea, PND, related to his both atrial fibrillation as well as his atherosclerotic heart disease, period. Overall prognosis is poor given his current status, most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of his atherosclerotic heart disease. Thank you.